The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's selections in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Ryan Levy. From afar, Thy Father's Chair is a tale about hoarders and the struggle to clean up not only their garbage-filled house, but also all the problems it has caused. But as the film follows a pair of adult Orthodox Jewish twins, it delves into questions about faith, rules, pain, and letting go. KBIA's Emerald O'Brien talked to co-directors Antonio Tobaldi and Alex Laura about their film, though Tobaldi is the only voice you'll hear in this segment.
So can you tell me about how your idea of the film changed from the very beginning, you know, when you meet the brothers, to the end of production? Because from the outside, it looks like it's a film about hoarding and cleaning up this terribly messy house, but obviously it changes a lot, right?
I knew from the beginning that the film couldn't be about cleaning. You know, it's not about, okay, how do you clean a house from chaos to very clean? That's ultimately very uninteresting. So, and I knew that if people had lived that way for a very long time and accumulated a lot of things, and they were very smart people, you would say, okay, they have a problem, but then obviously letting go of this amount of things, which we may say most of it is garbage, but obviously to them it isn't, otherwise it wouldn't be there. It's going to be painful and difficult. And ultimately, whenever you're dealing with resistance and obstacles, there is potential for drama, for dramaturgy, you know, and where that leads us, what do we discover in that process? That's what we were careful with, I think, you know. And the film became really about things that were buried in the footage, just like the, if you will, the jewels are buried in that detritus and garbage. There is a lot of humanity there, and you just had to be patient and find it.
Yeah, I think that shows up when you're watching the film, because a lot of the biggest moments are really subtle, and you don't necessarily realize until the end of the film that those are the most important things that you saw. So obviously, you know, you're filming a house of hoarders, so it was really, you can tell in the film that it's very, very tight in there. Can you tell me what it was like filming in those kind of conditions?
Yes, the shooting was very, very difficult. Physically, it was difficult because you had no place to be. And also, you're doing sync sound. So you're doing, like now, if I do this, it interrupts our soundtrack. Well, there, if I would walk, if I would move, I would crunch because there was stuff everywhere, certainly the first few days. So once I was positioned somewhere, I couldn't move, literally. And so it really limits you. And then, you know, I have enough experience to say, well, you know, I just need, first of all, it's going to get better because they're going to start to get this stuff out. But it became hard, very hard on an emotional level, because what I was aware that was happening is that I was actually witnessing pain. You know, it's painful to let go of these things. And it's painful to have strangers come in, you know, dressed up in suits and go through every single possession of yours, you know, and it's a huge invasion of your privacy. And it's also just painful to let go, because everything has meaning. Every object is connected to a memory, to something, and you get used to the surroundings being in a certain way, even if we think they're unlivable. To them, they were very livable. So it was hard.
That was KBIA's Emerald O'Brien. She talked with Antonio Tobaldi and Alex Laura about their film, Thy Father's Chair. To hear all of our True False conversations with filmmakers, go to KBIA.org and search True False. I'm Ryan Levy.